Okay, item 7, potentially a paper from Paul related to high tech development and waterfront design. Reference is made to paper number 20 in our document report. And maybe I could invite Paul to tell us what exactly he has in mind.
Chairman, very briefly, as an introduction to this paper, where can we dine on the waterfront is the question. We can do it in Sai Kung, we can do it in Discovery Bay, we can do it in Sydney, in Singapore, in San Francisco, sites we just visited. You can see the layout of the land in these places with roads set back and water front properties that activate these spaces in Vancouver and Singapore and Sydney. But this is what we see in Hong Kong. This is for the central, for Wan Chai. We've discussed in the Wan Chai review the details for the waterfront. We've just been given by CEDD a plan for the ferry station. There's no dining facilities in the schedule of accommodation. And you can see in the drawings left or right, there is nothing else on the waterfront. So this is a signature building. And you can't eat anything. The building also doesn't respond to the numerous requests we normally get from ferry companies to have advertising revenue to supplement their business. And certainly there's no business on it. Now, this is the heliport building. We've just got that in our committee. Half the block is a public toilet, and the other part of the block is an office block, and it replaces this restaurant. So instead of increasing outdoor seating and outdoor dining, we're actually reducing it. We are losing a restaurant on the waterfront. This is in Central. We can see there are continuous line of utilities on the waterfront, utility buildings from Tamar all the way to Central. This is in front of IFC. A 30-meter ventilation shaft for the central one bypass, blocking the views. These are two utility buildings under construction next to Pier 10, right on the waterfront, blocking the waterfront between Pier 10 and the PLA berth. Then we get the PLA berth where nothing can happen, and then you can see these two pump houses. It's about 4 to 6 meters high on the waterfront. Although we're going to have some decoration on the roof, they don't give us dining on the waterfront. Kai Tak. We have roads on the waterfront, no dining on the waterfront. We have this type of layout for Kai Tak, where we have buildings on the side of the road and then this narrow footpath. We're in Singapore and Sydney and Vancouver. We all have the roads behind the properties, so the properties can activate the waterfront and protect them from road noise. So the question is, and I spoke with John Chai previously as well about this, of course, you know, CDD kept the plan. So we have this progressive plan in Hong Kong. This is kind of engineering planning, the Gantt chart model, which you see on top. The question is whether we can move to continuous planning, where we make a plan and we continue to fine-tune it and keep making changes to it. Of course, we have to do something sometime. So if we want quality planning, this will be the model. We have ongoing continuous planning, and out of that drop decisions, which are going to be by engineers implemented efficiently and following a Gantt chart in a timely manner. But planning cannot stop. So the proposition for today, in which I ask this committee to consider, is the ongoing review of the design plans and the outline zoning plans. We have made decisions for Kai Tak, and now since then we have no longer reviewed those plans. Those plans are in fact outdated. When people discuss them, they focus on cruise terminal, yes or no. So we have a sports stadium, yes or no. Housing, yes or no. And that was the detail of the attention span of the public. But we have to move on. We have to continuously look at these plans and continuously make amendments to it. So the question is, how are we going to do that? In a cooperative way so that engineering can continue to do their work without delay, but also we can deliver a quality outcome. For the waterfront properties in Wan Chai, if I understand the department who worked on those, is that they follow standard procedures and standard guidelines and standards for this kind of works. They need design resources and oversight for this kind of public works to make sure that they become quality projects. The new waterfront next to Sun Tuck is another example. It's fences and that's about it. So how can we improve these projects, these public work projects? So how can we work? What does the CDD need to make sure that their teams can do a better job and get more creative waterfronts? Otherwise, the entire waterfront will be everywhere the same. So this is the proposition that is in front of the committee, and I've asked therefore specifically to consider the option for actively review of the outline zoning plan for Kai Tech, and an expression that this committee wants to see that. And so on the second one, on the waterfront design, that we need a design review or a waiver committee, a group or a resource, or however CDD needs to have it, and how can we move forward on that. So those are the two propositions.
Thanks, Paul. Paul brought up the issue. One is the Kai Tak issue. The other one is the one-shot waterfront design. Now, I'm not sure whether John or Mr. Mack would like to comment on the Kai Tak issue first. Okay. John, please.
整體回應了阿波先，或者等阿麥生如果有什麼補充先，等他啟德。因為阿波曾經提過，他跟我傾過關於啟德發展的規劃。我很尊重阿波，對於規劃不止啟德，其他海旁都有他的意見。不過我亦跟他提過，啟德的規劃呢， 是經過一個相當長經年的全面的諮詢，而得出來的一個結果。啟德規劃圖亦都經過了這個程序之後，就確立了它那個法定那個位置。很尊重，當然，阿哥對於這個規劃，有些地方他認為都是不滿意的。但我亦都跟他提過，規劃始終是一個規劃。去到實施的時候，有些細節我們做到設計的時候，如果可以照顧得到，在設計的細節裏面可以改善到整體的規劃，這個我們都是在設計的時候，我們會努力去做的。其實我們在上一次立法年度向立法會撥款的時候，亦都有些立法會的議員提過出來。我們亦都答應了，我們在詳細設計的時候，我們會照顧到是不是在規劃方面有些細節我們可以更加改善的。我們亦都答應了，承諾了我們是會做的。 不過有一點我亦都要在此再提出來，就是我們不可以長時間無止境都停留在一個規劃的階段。始終我們規劃到有一個規劃的藍圖之後，我們是需要有一個計劃去將這些計劃落實的。所以有些地方我們可以做，但有些我們的確有個限制，我們未必做得到。這個就是我整體的回應，主席。
麥先生有冇補充？在出現尾同八月初，我哋都請咗我哋嘅詳細設計嘅顧問工程師。咁咧喺我哋嗰個標書裏面咧，亦都有要求咧，就係康修盾咧都要睇一睇點樣可以改善嗰個一啲詳細設計，即係我哋承諾咗嗰個安排咁樣嘅。咁我哋都係會有機會咧，喺當個康修盾係 即係進一步去做呢個設計嘅時候，我哋有機會會再翻翻嚟HCC或者同其他嘅stakeholder 咧，就會再傾一傾有咩詳細設計可以改善咁樣嘅。多謝主席。
Any other points from any other members? May come.
多謝主席。我諗我唔知，maybe I should speak in English so that there won't be any misunderstanding. Paul, are you talking about continuous planning or better planning and design and implementation? Which I think we have to acknowledge that in Hong Kong there is a real gap between the very broad brush land use planning and detailed design. I hope planners in the room would agree with me. And in a way, the jump between planning and real implementation and how detailed design is undertaken is quite a mystery to people outside the establishment. And I'm very glad to hear what Mr. Mack said, that he would bring the consultants' ideas to the committee, because in other projects, people might be involved in planning, but then, then we are shut out of the whole process until we see something on the ground. And very often people might be quite frustrated, because I've heard many times in the community that they would say, okay, you planners come here and give us all these beautiful drawings, but at the end of the day, you probably are just lying, because the beautiful drawings never materialize. I mean, I've heard it many times. So I guess, I don't know whether that's Paul's concern, but I really think that's a real gap between planning and implementation, and that is good design in between. And I don't think there's a current mechanism for that to be transparent, or to sort of at least have some checks and balances to make sure that it's not an engineering design, it's a good urban design. Maybe Vincent can comment on that.
Nick?
Chairman, the very reason why we need the commission, back to where we were talking about earlier, we need an organisation to bridge, if you like, and manage that transition that Mika has just described, going from a very general plan to some detailed design, and that's where the commission would play a major part. Thank you.
Patrick, Patrick 想講嘅 ，OK， Patrick。
多謝主席，我想阿波啊，或者其他幾位個關注咧，我有同感嘅，但係嗰個情況咧，就我諗始終咧，係喺一個點樣去 implement 呢個 plan， 即係頭先阿處長講得啱啊，即係我哋係已經經過好多輪嘅諮詢，先至攞到呢一個 plan 出嚟。咁而家我諗係個細節點樣去落實？其實我哋以往咧就其實而家 CDD 咧可能係做一個統籌嘅一個部門啦，即係話剛才想講話，去唔去即刻去到一個要做一個好高層次嘅 commission 先做到，其實都唔需要。但係咧就我哋可以走翻去以前，好似我哋啲 new town planning 咁，當時嘅即係成個新界拓展處咧，其實佢統籌曬所有呢啲公共嘅一啲項目。但係咧，而家咧就反而咧，我覺得係有好多掣肘喺度，即係土木工程拓展處咧，就只不過係統籌一啲基礎設施，但係一去到其他嘅一啲，又去要第啲部門。我諗呢個咧就我覺得係退步嚟嘅，即係咧其實嗰個其實就可以做到我哋而家個 commission， 即係如果我哋一個有好有效率嘅一個公務部門，就想將所有呢啲咁嘅工程項目，因為咧好明顯嘅例子啊，即係話而家講緊話嗰、那個郵輪碼頭同周邊嗰、那個海濱長廊啊，或者周圍嗰啲公園啊、公共設施點樣去配合呢，係即係各自為政嘅啫，就好難有一個去點樣將佢話需要有稍微修改個 plan 嘅餘地咧，我睇唔到啊，因為大家部門唔同，自己做自己嘢啊，就係、是、有我諗係呢個問題，即係其實一個好簡單嘅一個調整咧，就可以做到我哋剛才我哋想達到嗰啲目的。多謝主席。
I guess it comes down to outcomes at the end of the day. If we take Paul's images on the photographs as being an indicator of the outcomes that we get from the process that we have today, then I think we have to respect the paper that he's put forward. Of course, there's sensitivity over reviewing outline zoning plans, and of course the proclivity is to say, let's focus on getting the detailed design correct. But we haven't got we don't seem to have the mechanism yet. So I think the integration of our task group on the management model of the harbour is very important, and the recommendations that come there out are very important. But there's a lot of things happening on the ground today, and what's happening on the ground today is leading to undesirable outcomes, which if we don't have some checks and balances in place very quickly, we're going to get more of the same concrete on the waterfront. And I think that's where the role of the Harbour Front Enhancement Committee as we are here today, that's where we can stop and start. We can't do the role of the Commission. That we're not the Commission. So all we can do is articulate again our advice to government that the business as usual scenario must come to an end, and that the type of outcomes that we're seeing are counter to the outcomes that we've recommended for the last 5 years. I think that we can't reinforce that message too strongly.
I tend to agree with Nick that, you know, it's not something, you know, that could be resolved in a day or two. That probably we would just have to, you know, work hard to have this commission establish and work towards this overall, what they call the overarching type of function to hopefully, you know, see an improved type situation. But what else you got to say? We're losing our quorum before long, do we?
You said, Chairman, that we're losing our quorum. We're also losing our harbour front. I've just pointed out in Wanshai the type of structures we're planning to build, a public toilet to replace a restaurant. That is what we are doing as we speak, Chairman. So there is a great urgency to address some of the issues. But unless there is a feedback on the government side says, yes, Paul, we agree, we're going to fix it, we're going to look into these issues, we're going to try to address it, we're going to review what we do. And in terms of responding to Mikan, really, one thing is, of course, the fine-tuned design and getting involved with design details. But there is also, there's got to be a constant recognition that you may make mistakes in your plans that you have to review. Roads can still be moved. But you got to do them quickly because concrete is pouring. John Chai's team is working. They're running out of time. If he gets feedback today, he can make a change. If he gets feedback tomorrow, certain changes he can't make anymore. If we wait another 3 months, there's other changes that he can't make anymore. So we can't say, oh, we'll just wait for the next committee to get started 6 months later. We can't say that. But it's up to government to respond to this and say, Paul, we like the idea. We've got to do quality planning. We've got to get this thing going. We want your feedback. We don't want to make mistakes like we are making on the central waterfront. Are you proud of the central waterfront, John? Is my question. If you are, ignore my paper. If you are not proud of it, please help us find a way to start before there's a commission to resolve these issues. Are you proud of the roads and the waterfront in Kai Tak, Chairman? If not, what are we going to do? We can't wait for another 6 months. The concrete is pouring. You tell us all the time, don't delay my work. Are you proud of what is happening? You tell me, if you are proud, I go home and I'll sleep and I'll be happy. If you are proud with what has been happening.
Anybody else got any further comment on this? Yes, Mikan.
Chairman, Paul, I think for Kai Tak, I have to say that if we made a mistake, we made a mistake collectively because we used, you know, a long time to engage the public, and that's a plan that we all agreed. Unfortunately, from your point of view, I think if your continuous planning is really revising the plan, even though a plan which is like, you know, has undergone through very intensive engagement and is sort of lauded as one of the best public engagement exercises, given a silver award by the Hong Kong Institute of Planners, I have nothing to say. I'm more concerned about the jump between broad-brush land use planning to sort of real implementation with very good urban design principles.
Eva.
Yes, Chairman, perhaps I want to say something on this OEZ key. Well, no matter people like the outcome of the current OEZP or not, we have to respect the process it has gone through. For the three stages, very lengthy stages of public engagement exercise, we got all the views from the public. Apart from that, there are also a due process when the plan is gazetted. While different views, objection, representation, they are all heard by the town planning board before the board decided on the plan. So all the proposal has gone through a due process and we must respect it. I do think that the current problem as identified by Paul was perhaps more on the implementation side. of the bank. In fact, if you look at the outline zoning plan today, they got an urban design framework in that. So it's not too fair to say that, well, at the time of the consultation of the Kai Tak plan, nobody dared to concern urban design issue. Well, that's part of the plan endorsed by EXCO. No.
Listen, you have last comment on this subject and then...
主席，我覺得其實我哋喺度做就越做越沉重嘅啫，即係因為好多嘢咧，我哋都發覺自己個心急，但係即係嗰個世界又唔係咁運作嚇。咁、我覺得阿坡講緊嗰樣嘢，我好有同感嘅。其實 what is missing， 其實美琴都講得好清楚，亦都阿 Patrick 提出咗，其實。正正就是我們講緊要個 Harbour Fund Commission 出現的原因，是一個整體上面的統籌，由一個即是土木上面的規劃去到最終的實踐。現行的制度是我們由不同的部門負責，很多開初想了的東西去到第二個部門未必是說可以百分之百是可以延續到下去，兼且我們是有一個很大的 gap，有個空隙喺度咧，就係、話由嗰個 land use planning 去到嗰個實際實踐嗰度咧，其實有好多嘢咧係關乎即係嗰個城市設計，即係 urban design 嘅工作。正正嚟講咧，依樣嘢咧喺現行嗰個政府架構裡面咧，其實係一個即係係一個空隙嚟嘅，係一個缺乏，係冇呢個位置喺依度去做。咁嗰個即係由。即所以你見到由一個整體的規劃圖就去到一個公廁 的設計，就問你要鋪木或者鋪鋁質，中間的東西是無端端即好像針 step 針得很緊要，而中間有很多東西 是不見了。那我相信這個不是我們在這裡炒得兩炒鬧多兩鬧就會發生的事情，因為講的 Harbour Front Commission 其實我們講了五年了。咁如果我哋話要去填補即係呢個城市設計空隙，我諗係另外一個運動啦，我可以話係嚇。多謝主席。
I think we better move on. I think Winston pretty well, you know, have a pretty good summary statement on the situation.